Coach's Insight continues here on CARE 93.7. Now time to talk more Hill Mounts Academy basketball as we're joined by girls head coach, that is Luke Knoll, presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, team has had a little bit of time off. No game on Tuesday this week. Last time out was Friday. You went on the road, beat Oskaloosa 45-26, second straight victory. You're down to just three games left here in the regular season. How do you feel like the team is looking and gearing up towards this final stretch? And obviously you want to be playing your best basketball at this point in the season, but back-to-back wins and three games left to go with Horton coming up on Friday. But just how pleased were you last week with that victory against Oskaloosa?
Yeah, I think we're in a pretty good place overall. I mean, sometimes you worry about get to this late in the season. I mean, if people are still engaged and working hard, and I don't doubt that at all with our group. I think we're still working hard and we're still getting better. So yeah, we put together a nice game Friday at Oskaloosa. So offensively and defensively, we're both kind of got going a little bit. Then I had a nice off day yesterday, Tuesday. That kind of was a good time of the season when you get late that you can break up your week a little bit and not have a two-game week, just the one game this Friday. We know this Friday it's going to be a tough game against Horton. I mean, last year we played them three times, all three times were single-digit games. This year we've already split with them. So we think it'll be another good game Friday, has a lot of sub-state implications. So it'll be fun to have a good home atmosphere Friday game against a team that I think is going to be pretty competitive with us.
Yeah, it will be a third go-around with Horton. You saw them back in early January. Horton got that one 36-28, but you saw them in the midseason tournament. You got your revenge there 41-24, so a third matchup, you just really never know how it's going to play out, transpire. Don't know what the opposition's going to do in terms of preparation, but what's kind of your expectation for this third matchup?
Yeah, kind of the crazy thing with being the third time we played them, neither of us has been at full strength with our full varsity personnel at both times. We were down the first game, they were down the second game. So, I mean, right now it's trending towards both teams being fully healthy and everybody ready to go. So that'll make a little bit of difference for both teams, but yeah, it's just our girls know it's going to be a competitive game, and I'm sure they do too. So luckily we've been on the right side of several close games this year, so I hope that experience will pay off if we're in another one on Friday. But our girls have done a really good job all year, mostly staying composed and still doing what we need to do in tight games, and hopefully we continue to do that Friday if that's the case.
Yeah, and you mentioned the implications it could have on sub-state. If you guys are able to get the win, you'll certainly create a little bit of separation from them. As we look at this sub-state, the 2A Valley Falls sub-state right now, kind of in that middle of the pack, and it's very jumbled up right now. You have Jackson Heights kind of separating themselves along with ACCHS, but outside of that, it's pretty jumbled up from about 3 to 6 or 7, and certainly one win could maybe even move a team one, maybe two seeds. So just how are you kind of stressing the importance of these last few games in terms of that sub-state positioning?
Yeah, it's pretty wild knowing a week from today we'll have that settled, but there's still so many possibilities on the table right now, and us only having two games between here and there to make a difference. So yeah, they're each important, but I think our girls know that, and really the 18-19 game is just as important as the first and second. So we treat each game the same, but we know, you know, a week from today we'll find out where we're going, or if we happen to be able to host. But there's still a lot to be decided, so we'll just treat it like a normal game Friday, and whatever happens happens, and we'll take care of the rest from there. But there's still a lot of possibilities on the table, that's for sure.
Yeah, certainly a lot still to be played out, and it's going to start this final stretch of the season, final three games, with a third ball game against Horton. You'll get them at home Friday night. You've split the first two, and a win here would obviously be big in terms of the sub-state standings going into next week being the final week of the regular season. That is Luke Knoll, more Hill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach, joining us here, brought to you by Amberwell Health. His team, back-to-back wins. They won Friday at Oskaloosa, and they'll be at home this Friday taking on Horton. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will do it one more time next week. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.